This is UNN, Urban Network News, and we'll take a look at a few stories that happened just a couple of days ago, just in case you missed it. The family of Tyre Nichols, an African-American man from Memphis, Tennessee, who died after a police beating, has removed five former officers from a $550 million civil lawsuit. The move is aimed at keeping the case moving forward and avoiding long delays before trial. LaToya Jackson has come out and said that her sister Janet does not appear in the Michael Jackson biopic because she simply chose not to take part. An African-American staff member at a high school in Columbus, Ohio, is accused of asking a student to kill her husband in exchange for $2,000. An audit into the finances of North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro has discovered millions of dollars in financial aid might have been distributed to ineligible out-of-state recipients, and those recipients were tied to former university officials. U.S. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat from New York and the leader of the U.S. House of Representatives, clapped back at White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt after she blamed him and other Democrats for the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting. The Supreme Court has formally reinstated a controversial Texas congressional voting map, a decision that could significantly shape the balance of power ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones became the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrest of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters and other basketball figures. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News.